Tuesday to the Ungovernables, the Captain's Crew, the LFA family, McGroy Nation, coming to you live from the deep red state of Tennessee, which may be redistricting soon, and I humbly request that our block be drawn into Andy Ogle's district, all right, but it's a little different. Welcome to Ungoverned. Happy Trump Tuesday morning, August 19th, 2025, halfway through August already. We're almost to February. Brennan is like...
I am itching.
I'll tell you what. She's like a crackhead who can't get her fix right now. She's like, I want to put the fall stuff out.
Every day I add a little something. Because you know what I tell myself? I'm like, nature does it slowly. So I'm slowly adding it all.
She's like
out,
sitting there just scratching. I scratched myself a little too hard here. There's going to be
a
welt by the end of this show.
That's
hey, quick. A quick personal thing today. Good news, all good news. But today is makes 2 years since the first full day that we took Clover into our apartment back when we were living in Donelson, Tennessee. So 2 years that we've had that maniac. And she has been full of surprises, but it's a happy 2 year gotcha day.
And we say it's her 3 year birthday.
We say it's her 3 year birthday.
So we think she was a little bit younger than a year old when we got her. But
probably a little younger than a year.
It's easier to just make it all one day.
We make it all one. So 2 years with us, 3 years. So it's a happy birthday or a happy gotcha day or whatever you want to call it.
Welcome home and illegally crossing the border.
Yeah, she came in. She was an illegal. Well, we deported her first.
We did.
She came in. She bit us. And we were like, that's
little,
it, out.
She was a little spicy
out.
The first day.
And then she came back in and we're like, okay, you can stay. So there you go. It's 2 years of Clover. And here's to many, many more. All right. We've got so much. I've got so much. A lot of video for you from yesterday's meeting. Donald Trump with the Europeans. And I swear, if I see one more person share the fake photo of the people outside the principal's office, it's a fake photo, okay? Unless you believe that a pair of feet could just show up. Candace Owens is like, that's Brigitte Macron. She's invisible now. Oh, okay. Speaking of her, a quick update on that one. Our good friend Nathan Livingstone, it's a good friend, I don't know him, but good internet friend, I guess. He posted a video of Candace saying that the military tells Trump how to run the country, and the military told Trump to tell Candace to back off of Macron. Yeah, sure. Okay. Whatever you say. Lunatic. I told you. Okay. But the show is not about Candace Owens. We're going to get to a bunch of the videos from and the takeaways from yesterday's peace meeting. Donald Trump's approval rating is shooting through the roof. It's going up like a rocket ship. You don't understand? Do you understand what a rocket ship does? It goes up, up, up. It never stops. You look at it. My approval rating is going up like a rocket ship. It's looking so beautiful. It's doing so great. Everybody seems to approve of me endorsing air, by the way. We love that big, beautiful O2. I had some I'll call them half Karens that have video. Well, you know, the air is actually 73% nitrogen. Shut up! I'm making a joke! But I get it. It is true. It is 73% nitrogen, and I don't know. It's a whole thing. I get it. I said I endorse oxygen. No, I know these people were not being mean. That's why I said semi-Karen. We have news about his approval rating. I don't think it's just a Putin meeting, by the way. I think it's something else that we'll get to. That something else is going to be the D.C. Crime stats. Way down ever since Donald Trump took over and federalized D.C. So we've got that. The Texas state, you know, I saw the disappointment on the internet yesterday.
Huh.
That if you were listening to us now, I believe 2 weeks ago, you wouldn't have been disappointed. The Texas derelict Democrats who fled the state house came back yesterday. And the amount of people, because they get stirred up, right? We're like, how come they're not in handcuffs? Well, we told you that wasn't going to happen, right? Because it was, these were civil arrests, not criminal arrests, right? There's no handcuffs. Now, some of them are placed under guard to make sure they don't leave again. And Jasmine Crockett was like, come on, wrong, y'all. This is wrong. With her eyelashes, right? Like, right? She was upset. I said, well, you know, maybe if your Democrats didn't flee every time things got tough in the House, they wouldn't have to do that. But the Texas derelict Democrats are back. And it looks like those maps are going to be passed. And if we get to it, changes, good changes, at the FBI. Don't read into some of the sensational narratives that are out there right now. I've seen a few, and some folks don't know better. Some folks are trying to read between the lines when there are no lines. I'll give you what I think about that situation with the FBI and a new co-deputy director and what that's about. All right, before we get to all that, I want to get to a word from our friends at OFPFarms.com. It's OFPFarms.com, promo code Sierra Hotel Alpha Whiskey November, OFPFarms.com, promo code Sean, S-H-A-W-N, for 15% off. Ladies and gentlemen, explore the wonderful quality of Faith Farm and Freedom products with a limited time 15% discount on your entire purchase. Take a peek at the lineup from OFP Farms, America's go-to soap company, famous for natural ingredients, the skin-loving perks of tallow and goat milk, and a big heart for farm-to-family skincare. Whether you're looking for gentle skincare or thoughtful gifts, these products bring together expert care and good values to make your daily routine better. Do not miss this chance to enjoy premium products that support your health and ethical choices for the whole family, like the Peace Lotion, right? That's doing very well.
Yes.
The Peace Lotion is doing
great.
Very well.
She loves People love it. I love it. It's a fan favorite.
It's a fan favorite. And I happen to love the Revolution soap, okay? You know what? I love a good revolution every now and then, right? A new start. Oh, it smells like the Boston Tea Party. This is the Revolution soap right here, ladies and gentlemen. Also love my Goat Kisses lip balm. Where is it? It's in my pocket. It's way down in there. The cherry pie from the Patriotic Smack Pack back in 2023. You know, this stuff is great, and it is the, I call it the crap stick killer, because if you use chapstick, we call it crap stick. It is owned by Pfizer. Don't support Pfizer. Support OFP Farms. OFP Farms is the small family farm with big love. Big love. Go to OFPFarms.com. Use the promo code Sean, S-H-A-W-N. That's S-H-A-W-N. The W is for winner, for 15% off. OFPFarms.com, promo code Sean for 15% off. That is OFPFarms.com for 15% off. If you use the promo code S-H-A-W-N, don't spell it wrong, I'm going to find out, charge you a tariff. And you don't want to deal with tariffs. You don't want to deal with it. We don't want the tariffs, right? We don't want the tariffs. We're going to get to the peace meetings in a second. I just want to take a trip down memory lane real quick. Remember when, what was it, about 2 months ago? It's that long ago already, right? When Donald Trump was George W. Bush in the eyes of Alex Jones. What the fuck, fluoride in the water, turn the frogs gay. Remember when the Haji twins and all of them were comparing Donald Trump, Luke Rudkowski, was comparing Donald Trump to George W. Bush. H.R. Shaw says, I have to switch to OFP soap. My soap smells like a French Revolution. And we know the French don't smell very good.
As Sean would say.
Probably smells like snails.
I took 3 years of French in high school, and I can't say hardly nothing.
Yeah, well, bonjour.
Bonjour.
Remember when all the panicking said that Donald Trump was George W. Bush ever this devoted to finding peace in the world? I don't seem to remember it. Al-Qaeda. I don't remember when George W. Bush was this devoted to peace. I'm going to take out those evildoers, right? Has Alex Jones admitted, I got it wrong. Donald Trump is not George W. Bush, but the fluoride turn off frogs gay, the chemtrails are poisoning our lungs.
Whoa.
Alex Jones. He'll never admit he's wrong, because he's never been wrong a day in his life. Of course, if you ask Alex Jones, Sandy Hook saga, the penalty was excessive. But safe to say the kids weren't crisis actors, right? But remember when they were comparing him to Bush? Kind of hard to make those comparisons now. We'll get to that in a second. Before we get to all of the wonderful developments regarding world peace and the march towards world peace between Russia and Ukraine and Europe, I want to talk to you about our friends over at Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Look, I get it. There's a ton of choices when it comes to who you choose for your cell phone service and your carrier. I get it, right? And there's always new ones popping up too. One day you're like, that's the one I'm going with, and boom, new one. You're like, oh, I don't know. What about this new one? Stop doing that. Go to America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, Patriot Mobile. Check it out. This is the truth. There is only one carrier that boldly stands in the gap for every American that believes that freedom is worth fighting for, and that is Patriot Mobile. Not only are they leading the way in the red economy, but Patriot Mobile outgains the competition when it comes to technology. Very important. Patriot Mobile is the only carrier with access, or one of the only carriers with access to all three of the major U.S. networks. That means exceptional nationwide coverage, along with the ability to have multiple numbers on different networks on a single smartphone. This is what we call in the industry, what? A game changer. Patriot Mobile. They also offer unlimited data plans, mobile hotspots, international roaming, internet backup, and so much more. Switching right now used to be a hassle, isn't? Easier than ever. Activated minutes from the comfort of your home. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade and make that switch today. Go to patriotmobile.com/FARASH or call 972-PATRIOT. Use the promo code FARASH, F-A-R-A-S-H, for a free month of service. That is patriotmobile.com/FARASH or call 972-PATRIOT. That's patriotmobile.com/FARASH or 972-PATRIOT. Promo code FARASH for a free month of service. Gotta love it. Patriot Mobile. Okay. Donald Trump marching closer and closer to peace. Next step that he's looking for is a bilateral meeting between Vladimir Zelensky and Vladimir Putin, right? And of course, if he gets that bilateral meeting, he keeps referring to the trilat, right? He keeps saying trilat. We love the trilat. It's a beautiful trilat. That would be the trilateral meeting, meaning three parties to the meeting, Trump, Putin, and Zelensky. But he is working to set up the meeting between Big Bad Vlad, right? Vladimir Putin, Vladimir Zelensky. And right now, those two are the only two that will be involved in what would be the next phase of the meetings. He says after that meeting takes place, we will have a trilat, which would be the two presidents and Donald Trump. Following the afternoon of meetings with Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky, who wore a suit, no tie, but he wore a suit, give him credit, and other European leaders, President Donald Trump announced that he has called Russian President Vladimir Putin to begin scheduling a meeting between Putin and Zelensky. This comes as Trump has been seeking a path to peace between Russia and Ukraine. Here is what Donald Trump had to say about that this morning on Fox and Friends. Take a look and a listen to this.
And one of the things at the table was one of the gentlemen, who's a great guy, but he said, I hope I didn't insult him. He said, well, let's meet in another month or two, and let's see if we can start, making some way. He said, a month or two? You're going to have another 40,000 people dead in a month or two. You have to do it tonight. And I did, actually. I called President Putin, and we're trying to work out a meeting with President Zelensky. We'll see what happens there. And then if it works out, then I'll go to the trilat and close it up.
There you go. So we're getting closer to peace, getting closer, almost there. It's so close we could taste it. We can taste the peace. It's right there. Now, this is important because Donald Trump has been ending wars ever since his presidency started. Israel, Iran. There was a war between, I believe, Armenia and Azerbaijan. India, Pakistan. What do we call it? What do we call the India-Pakistan war? Let's see if everybody in the chat remembers. What do we call the India-Pakistan war in the chat? What do we call it? Come on. It's okay. You can say it. I know some people don't like to say it. Because they say, ooh, that's a little off color for me. But this chat doesn't care. This chat loves the off color. What do we call the India-Pakistan war? Let's see. We're waiting for it. Let's see. Does anybody know? Does anybody remember? They're Googling it now. What does Sean Farris call the India-Pakistan war? They're on ChatGPT. By the way, Truth Social has partnered with Perplexity AI. There it is. Great McGroin. Gary, the 7-Eleven war. Yes.
World War
7-Eleven. That's right. World War 7-Eleven. We got them on the phone. We said, stop the fighting. They said, thank you. Come again. That's what they said. Thank you. Come again. You know, that's funny. Everybody knows that funny.
We didn't study.
Everybody I know, when I make that joke in public, they do the guilty laugh. Like, they wait 3 seconds for the first. When we were at Marshall County and I did it, the room was silent for about 5 seconds, like a second and a half.
It's worth laughing.
They have to decide, like, should I laugh at that? It is funny, but should I publicly admit that, like, that's definitely World War 7-11? And then everyone starts, you know, giggling. And it's because it's funny. Come on, we're allowed to do that, right? The war that brought you Slurpees, according to Sauce in the chat, Dr. Stabby Cat. I don't know where he gets these names from. This is good. World War 7-11, that's right. So Trump ended that war. He ended Israel-Iran. He ended this war in the Congo. He ended the Azerbaijan-Armenia war.
What was that first word?
Azerbaijan.
What the heck is that?
It's a country. It's a bunch of letters that they threw together and said this is a country.
Yeah. Like, who decided that was the name?
He's ended a bunch of these conflicts, and so now you see Trump. You know, he mentioned ending the Russia-Ukraine war in 24 hours. There are people who, you know, they're like, oh, he didn't end in 24 hours. He's a failure. It's like, oh, okay, I guess you don't understand that Donald Trump is hyperbolic, right? You know, whatever. The fact is, let's march toward peace. Let's get closer to peace. And he's getting closer to peace. He's so devoted to peace, right? And that's why I would say Donald Trump arguably is one of the most, if not the most, pro-life president that we've had in a very long time, because you can't be pro-life and pro-war at the same time, right? You can't be, you know, well, save lives, save lives, save lives, but bomb, 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 Iran, bomb, 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 right? Like Lindsey Graham, all that. You can't be pro-life and pro-war at the same time. So Donald Trump is pro-life and anti-war. He's trying to end all of these wars. And when we do use our military in a conflict like the Iran conflict, he wants it to be one and done, which we said was going to be the case. You had Alex Jones, you had the Haji twins, you had Candace Owens, you had all the, you know, the folks on the woke right. Don't care if you don't like the name. It's the truth. You know, saying that, well, we're getting into the war because of the Jews in Israel, right? They started invoking, that's the wrong animal. They started invoking Chewy, right?
It's a zoo.
It's a zoo. Old McDonald had a farm. And on that farm, he had the Jews. There it is. But here is the Secretary General of NATO. Again, I don't like NATO. I feel like there's a lot of problems with NATO, but look at what Donald Trump has successfully done with NATO since being sworn in as the 47th president, right? Think about it. He has gotten NATO to commit to the 5% defense spending, right, where these countries are now going to spend 5% of their GDP on defense spending with NATO. This is something that even, and I understand her motive to stay out of jail, but even crooked Hillary Clinton, even, you know, Michael Smirkanish, and these people are looking at it going, this is pretty good. Even natives, even NATO, right? Natives, like Elizabeth Warren, as Andrew Wilkow says, right? Even NATO, members of NATO are saying, look, we couldn't have done this without Donald Trump. This was the Secretary General of NATO on with Laura Ingraham last night.
Let me first say that this was a very successful day. And I agree with you that President Trump is a pragmatic peacemaker, as you, I think, said. And what he did this year, breaking the deadlock, starting the conversation with Putin, but also putting pressure. We have had the NATO summit to 5%. Which was a big foreign policy success of President Trump. And then he decided to again have lethal weapons go into Ukraine, paid for by the Europeans. And he put secondary sanctions, tariffs on India. So he's putting pressure, but he is also looking for ways to solve this, to bring this war to an end. So today was very successful. We discussed the security guarantees, and we will work on those over the coming days and then have another meeting virtually with this group of leaders and the president. And then we will work towards this trilateral. And he was able, in a conversation with President Putin, to have Putin to agree to first a meeting between Putin and Zelensky. So they will now discuss where that meeting will take place in the run-up to the trilateral. So all in.
So there it is. You have the NATO. I don't like the European accent. I just don't like it. I don't know where he's from. I can't stand. Like, I don't like it. But yeah, it makes me feel dirty. But that's okay. Some people are going to take offense to that. Europe is where we came from. I know. But I don't like it. It feels ugh. I don't know. Anyway, has nothing to do with it. You hear that NATO, you hear that folks who are at these meetings are basically saying, look, we would not be here without Donald Trump. As a matter of fact, the president of Finland, even Finland, the president of Finland, for those of you who know that reference from SpongeBob, even said the same thing about Donald Trump. Watch this.
I think in the past 2 weeks, we've probably had more progress in ending this war than we have in the past 3.5 years.
More progress in the last 2 weeks than in the last 3.5 years. That kind of echoes the statement that Donald Trump has been saying, that other members of NATO and other members of Europe and other members of, you know, countries around the world are saying, look, without Trump, we're not this close right now. And right now, they're the closest that we have ever been. And that is important. People don't like seeing wars raging around the world because you never know which war is going to escalate into future wars. Now, before this meeting took place on the Sunday shows, I didn't have this one yesterday because I didn't see it. I didn't see it until yesterday. But here is Marco Rubio with, I don't really care, Margaret. I don't really care, Margaret. Here's Marco Rubio with Margaret Brennan, who I believe, before Dan Bongino left, was she the silver medal in the dopey media talking head Olympics? Or was she the bronze? I think she was the silver, and she was running just behind. Oh, I forget who was leading. But somebody can tell me in the chat. I always lose those standings. But here's Marco Rubio.
Concern from the Europeans that President Zelensky is going to be bullied into signing something away. That's why you have these European leaders coming as backup tomorrow. Can you?
No, it isn't. That's not why they're coming as backup. That's not true. No, but that's not why. That's not true. They're not coming here tomorrow to keep Zelensky from being bullied. They're
well,
not coming.
February, in fact, they're coming here tomorrow in front of television cameras where President Zelensky.
Do you know how many meetings we've had since then?
Oh no, I know, and I was just up in Alaska
had a bunch
watching.
Of meetings.
I'm sorry. I don't know what happens when I pull these videos off of X. It's a crapshoot. It looks fine when I put them in, and then all of a sudden the audio is not lined up with the mouth. I have no idea why that happens. I don't know if it's because there's something wrong with X or if there's something wrong with the downloader or if it's the person who posts them. I don't know. But I'll give you the long and short of that because this was a good clip. Margaret Brennan essentially says, well, you know, the European leaders are coming in. You know what we could do? Why don't we could play it, but we could shrink it so you could hear it. You know, because wrong clip.
You know, there is concern from the Europeans that President Zelensky is going to be bullied. Oh. Into signing something away. That's why you have these European leaders coming
we'll
as backup
all the way
tomorrow.
Down. You can listen to it.
Can you?
No, it isn't. That's not why they're
get
coming
off my
as back.
Screen.
That's not true. No, but that's not why. That's not true. They're not coming here tomorrow to keep Zelensky from being bullied. They're
well,
not coming.
February,
in fact, they're coming here tomorrow
in front of television cameras where President Zelensky.
Do you know how many meetings we've had since then?
Oh no, I know, and I was just up in Alaska watching the one with Vladimir Putin where a red carpet rolled out.
No, but
it was
Zelensky. We've had more meetings. We've had one meeting with Putin and like a dozen meetings with Zelensky. So, but that's not true. They're not coming here tomorrow to keep Zelensky from being bullied. They're coming here tomorrow because we've been working with the Europeans. We talked to them last week. There were meetings in the UK over the previous weekend.
And they said President Trump was going
to
demand a ceasefire
as early as Thursday. No, but you said that they're coming here tomorrow to keep Zelensky from being bullied. They're not coming here tomorrow. Oh, this is such a stupid media narrative that they're coming here tomorrow because Trump is going to bully Zelensky into a bad deal. We've been working with these people for weeks on this stuff. They're coming here tomorrow because they chose to come here tomorrow. We invited them to come. We invited them to come. The president invited them to come.
So that's the longest. That's the part that I wanted you to hear is that the media was saying that the European leaders, and now they look stupid, right? So the media was saying that the European leaders were accompanying Vladimir Zelensky because they were afraid that he was going to get bullied. And Marco Rubio was like, no, we invited Europe here. We're trying to achieve peace. Stop trying to undermine our efforts, Margaret Brennan, okay? And this is why J.D. Vance, I don't really care, Margaret. It's why it's the greatest shirt on the LFA TV store. You should go get it. And this is why I love Marco Rubio making the rounds. He's a polished politician, right? So you're not going to trip him up on a gotcha. But he called it what it was. You heard it. I wish you could have seen it because you should the face that he makes, you know, he gets a little animated. But I wish you could have seen it. But you heard it. He said, this is just a stupid media narrative that Zelensky's going to get bullied. By the way, that meeting was great yesterday. Totally different feel because Zelensky Zelensky started off and he thanked Trump and the American people like 8 times in the first, 2 minutes of the meeting. J.D. Vance was sitting there probably keeping count. But this is the closest that we've ever been to peace. And you have members of the media who were like, yeah, who cares? Let's let more Ukrainians die. Let's let more Russians die. There were people outside of the White House yesterday in Washington, D.C. protesting. What are you protesting? You talk about you stand with Ukraine. Don't you want Ukrainians to stop dying? What are you protesting? I swear, some of these people don't know. Like, it reminds me back when we were on Long Island and Black Lives Matter protested a pizza place for firing an actual racist. I was like, what do you guys want changed here? They fired you want the racist rehired? What's the deal, right? These people with the Ukraine flags, they're like, oh, this is not good. This is great. If it wasn't good, why would Zelensky go? Right? I mean, what are you talking about? You stand with Ukraine, but you have people in Ukraine, men, women, people in cities, members of the military, dying. Every day they're dying. You're talking about you stand with Ukraine? You don't stand with Ukraine. You stand with the current thing that you're probably paid to stand out on the sidewalk to stand for. That's all you stand for. You stand for a paycheck. Just be honest. What are these people protesting? Nobody knows. Nobody can seem to give me that answer. Okay, so you're pro-Ukrainian protest. So what do you want? You want no peace talks and more war? I thought the war was bad. I thought we wanted the war to stop. Well, now you want the war to continue because Donald Trump is getting close to ending it? Stupid. These are why we call them, what we call them, stupid people. Very stupid. Very stupid people. And sick people. Well, look, it's not working, okay? It's not working on anybody. This is very encouraging. Trump's approval, now this is an insider advantage poll. Insider advantage tends to skew to the right. But Donald Trump's approval surges to 54% after the Putin meeting. Now, do I believe this was a direct result of the Putin meeting? No, I think this is a result of a number of things all coming together at the same time. Okay? I think, yes, this is a result of the Epstein saga starting to die down, right? Not that it's not important. Please don't take the comments the wrong way, but it's not at the forefront anymore. Not that everything else is a distraction. Don't take it that way either. It's just not the top story right now. It's still something we could be focused on. Yes, we can walk and chew gum. That was a negative for the administration. That has started to fade, okay? A polling even done on CNN says Epstein searches on Google are down 90%. People are moving on. Not that we don't want justice for victims, not that we think pedophilia is okay, but people are moving on to more current things, okay? That's part of it, I think. Number two is the grand jury announcements and investigations in the Russia probe and the Letitia James, Adam Schiff mortgage fraud probe. That's also part of it. Number three, I think, is the DC crime crackdown. People are looking at it saying, okay, the president wants to make our capital safe. This is in the best interest of the United States of America. Number four, I believe, is deportations. We're seeing more deportations. We've seen 1.6 million illegal immigrants in the first 7 months of Trump's second term leave the country, whether it's being physically deported by force or self-deportations. And number five, I believe, are the peace talks. But we're seeing all of those things. Also, what am I talking about? How could I forget? The economy. The stock market is roaring, right? We're bringing in revenue at tariffs. It's the economy, stupid. Yes, that's part of it too, of course. So you have a bunch of these things. We've got a bunch of these things that are all coming together at the same time, and you're seeing Donald Trump's approval rating surging to 54%, and that is a plus 10. Insider advantage, again, they skew to the right, but that doesn't mean this is a just like other polls, they skew to the left. This is why we like to get an average, but this is the most recent poll. Insider Advantage survey conducted over the weekend found that Trump, quote, now has an advantage among every age group other than the most senior of voters, and improved his numbers among Black and Hispanic voters. Black approval at 23.7, which is very good for Donald Trump. Hispanic voters at 47.2, which is great. White voters are at a near record high approval with 64%. Over half of independents, 50.4, just over half, but it is over half, are approving of Trump, while the vast majority of Republicans, 92%, and 17.9% of Democrats said the same. Believe it or not, that's a pretty low number for Republicans. Usually it's 95+. I think that is some Epstein fatigue still lingering in those numbers. Not that 92 is bad, but usually he's up above 95. So that means there's still a little bit of room to grow there. 17% of Democrats, that doesn't surprise me, although I would expect it to be lower than that. But Donald Trump's approval rating overall, he's above water with Republicans in a big way, barely above water with independents, and you know, obviously underwater with Democrats, and that's to be expected. But all of those things that have come together, right? Epstein's story dying down, deportations, strong economy, good economic numbers in terms of revenue generated from tariffs, et cetera. Did I say deportations? I'll say them again if I didn't say it. The peace meetings, the crime crackdowns. All of these things are a recipe for success for the Trump administration. Stick to what we're good at. Stick to the basics. That approval rating will continue to go up. On the other side, I'm going to give you an update from Washington, D.C. This is not my opinion. Okay, we have we do have evidence from the streets, from the great Nick Sorter on X. And you will see he's got it watermarked. You'll see where to follow him there. But he's in D.C. and he gives us an update of what it's like in D.C. at night. Totally different than what it used to look like. Even another D.C. resident says so. So we will get to that. We will get to the D.C. Police Union and their crime stats that they posted after the first 7 days of the D.C. cleanup. We'll get to that. We'll get to the Texas state Democrats that have returned and what is currently happening there, what is expected there, and then some changes over at the FBI. Also, I got to play this video at some point. Maybe we'll do it in the crime segment. I'm an AG. Did you see this in Rhode Island? This is a typical. It's a rooster situation. I'm an AG, she kept saying. She thought she was above the law. Narrator. She was not above the law. In a world where she was an AG, she was not above the law. Dramatic music. Okay. Here we go. All right, let's get to a word from our friends over at My Patriot Supply. Folks, if you're watching the show, if you're enjoying it, please hit that thumbs up button for us. Make sure that you are subscribed to the channel here, rumble.com/LFATV. That is home base. If you're watching on any other platforms, go to Rumble, make a Rumble account, rumble.com/LFATV, and subscribe to the channel. We'd greatly appreciate that. I want to talk to you about our friends over at My Patriot Supply. Great way to get prepared just in case the sugar honey iced tea hits the fan. We are seeing thousands of people checking out this offer at MyPatriotSupply.com. Folks, this summer is not just hot. It is historic. It's been real hot here. It has, and I've heard it all across the country. It's hot, 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 hotter than, I don't know. But hot, okay? Flash flood warnings are at a 40-year high, and it's not slowing down. Towns are underwater. Roads are being washed out in every crisis zone. You see the same scene. Crowds standing in line, waiting. Waiting for what? Waiting for bottled water, waiting for food, waiting for somebody to show up and save them. They tell you help is on the way, but what if help's not on the way? What if help takes days? What if help doesn't come at all? If you think the system is built to protect you, newsflash, it isn't. They can barely handle one emergency, let alone dozens. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be the one caught empty-handed. And right now, My Patriot Supply is making sure that you do not get caught empty-handed. My Patriot Supply is giving away 4 weeks of emergency food. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/ungoverned. It's the name of the show. To find out how to claim your free 4-week food supply and join millions of Americans who are preparing with My Patriot Supply. Claim your free 4-week kit today at MyPatriotSupply.com/ungoverned. What it is, 3-month emergency food kit, free month on top of that, 3 months for a free month, okay? It's a 3-month emergency food kit, 25-year shelf life, 2,000 calories a day. Don't be the one standing in line waiting for help to arrive. Be the help that we need. Be the leader that you've been waiting for. MyPatriotSupply.com/ungoverned. MyPatriotSupply.com/ungoverned. On to Washington, D.C. This is part of why I believe Donald Trump's approval rating is soaring through the roof like a rocket ship. Oh, by the way, yes, Bad Moon is making me aware of this now, making all of us aware of this now in the chat. We did not get an opening mo. Here's the deal. Why do we wait till the end to hit 700? I'm going to give you mo because you guys earned it. Okay, we will honk the hedgehog. But we shouldn't have to be mad dashing with 5,000 people watching for 700 likes. We shouldn't have to be mad dashing at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, what is that?
Tisk, tisk, tisk. But you do get mo, okay? Because you earned it yesterday. But let's get there a little sooner today. Yeah. So we don't have to, like,
there's,
you know.
There's over 4,000 of yous watching.
Come on now. What are yous got, yo guys? What are you guys doing?
Just hit the button.
Hit the button.
Don't make me come get you.
Hit that thumbs up button. You know Brendan's going to stab you if you don't.
The old 1-2.
The old 1-2.
The old 3-4.
Is it 3-4? Look.
Oh, I get the 5-6 may come out.
I'm not joking. This is what, now you, ooh. This is what she's going to get you with, okay? So let's not, you know.
I've got multiple of those.
She's got multiple
stashed.
Of those.
Stashed all over the place. You don't even know where it comes from.
We don't want to deal with it. We sheath it.
That's right.
Knife safety. All right. That's Brennan's. Come on. Don't take fate. You know, don't mess with it. That's what you got. Okay, hit the thumbs up button for us right there if you're watching on Rumble. If you can't, it's because you don't have a Rumble account. Make a Rumble account and make it happen. Okay. Now, let us move on to Washington, D.C. This is Nick Sorter, and he showed a video. He posted a video on X yesterday of Washington, D.C. at night. Bold, right? Bold to be out in Washington, D.C., at night. Take a look at Nick Sorter's video here from X, and a DC resident is like, yeah, this is kind of nice.
Strangely empty, right?
Right, it is. Strangely empty.
I've never seen it like this.
The guy comes up to him and says, it's strangely empty, right? Never seen it like that. Huh. I wonder why. Well, it is because Donald Trump has cracked down on violent crime and basically all crime in Washington, D.C. It turns out, I know, breaking news, right? It turns out that strong consequences and harsh consequences for criminals, taking a tough on crime, consequence-driven approach, is one of the best crime deterrents to deter future crime. Here are the stats from the D.C. Police Union. Since Donald Trump has taken over Washington, D.C., look at this right here. Look at that. You see it? Since Donald Trump has taken over Washington, D.C., this is the week over week change. Robbery in D.C. is down 46%. I don't know what ADW is, but it's down 6%. Carjackings are down 83%. That was a big problem. Car theft is down 21%. Violent crime is down 22%. Property crime is down 6%. All crime is down an overall 8%. That's not coming from me. That's not coming from some, some unverified right-wing source on 4chan. That is coming from the DC Police Union. Again, here it is right there, okay? Right on your screen. It's right here. The DC Police Union says that crime is down big time, bigly, as he would say. You know that bigly? It's down bigly. Since Donald Trump kicked off what we call Operation Big Balls, right? Operation Big Beautiful Balls. It turns out that when you actually take a tough on crime approach, people are less emboldened to commit crimes. Rudy Giuliani did this in New York City. With broken windows policing, the guy who jumped the turnstile to get on the subway was usually the guy that was getting ready to commit a crime while he was on the subway. If you nab him before he gets on the subway because he committed the crime of jumping the turnstile to get on the subway, he can't commit crimes on the subway because you've arrested him. Same is going on in Washington, D.C. You saw Nick Sorter's video with the D.C. resident saying, strangely empty, never like this. Why is it like that? Because the criminals are no longer emboldened. They no longer feel comfortable coming out and committing the crimes in Washington, D.C. that they were committing before Donald Trump implemented Operation Big Beautiful Balls. That's what it is. That's what I call it. It's not what he calls it. It's what I call it because it was kickstarted by the attack that Edward Korenstein stepped in to defuse or essentially to stop his girlfriend or somebody was being carjacked. He stepped in, stopped it, and then he himself got beat up. You watch as these tough on crime approaches of Trump and other Republican governors, police chiefs, etc. You watch as this starts to yield the result, right, of lower crime. It's this simple. And now here's what's happening in Washington, D.C. Now here's what's up.
I'm instructed to tell you ADW is assault with deadly weapon.
Okay. ADW is assault with a deadly weapon. Okay, thank you. Thank you, whoever gave us that.
Everybody in the chat did.
Okay.
A lot of people.
Oh, I had no idea what it stood for. I couldn't figure it out.
But
I thought maybe it was related to alcohol.
I couldn't tell you it was just one person because it was a bunch of them.
Okay. ADW is assault with a deadly weapon. Okay. Sounds good. Thank you very much, chat. This is why we love you. Assault with a meatball sandwich is not on there, by the way. But that
I think it was Stubbs that said a deli weapon.
A deli weapon.
Which is that assault with a, just smack somebody yes. with a sandwich.
He actually was an employee of the Department of Justice, which is just beyond strange. Okay. What I said was going to happen with Operation Big Beautiful Balls is actually happening in real time, okay? Again, the D.C. Police Union is showing you that ever since Donald Trump took over Washington, D.C., over the first 7 days compared to the 7 days prior to that, robbery is down 46%, assault with a deadly weapon is down 6%, carjacking down 83%, car theft 21%, and so on and so forth. This formula can be replicated. The formula that yielded these results can be replicated in every blue city across the country that is struggling with crime. It's just like the southern border, right? It's just like the southern border. All you've got to do is try. Seriously. All you've got to do is want to make your city better. That's it. That's literally all you've got to do. And the Democrats aren't doing that. And now I believe, because of these statistics from the DC Police Union, now I believe the Democrats are going to do the opposite to spite Trump. The problem is their voters, their constituents are going to watch that and go, hold on a second. Now, how did Donald Trump make DC safer? And yet, Brandon Johnson in Chicago, or the Democrats, Eric Adams, who runs New York, or, you know, these mayors and district attorneys and all these elected officials in places like Portland and Seattle and Minneapolis and Atlanta, Georgia and Boston. How on earth can Trump do it in D.C., but we can't do it here? And that's the play. That's the angle to take now. You can have a safe city. The reason why you don't is because the people running your city don't want it to be safe. If they wanted it to be safe and they actually tried and put in a little effort, they'd get stats just like this. But they're not. And now I fear they're going to intentionally do less than they're already doing to spite Trump because they can't give him a win. The problem is, it's at the expense of their people, at the expense of their constituents. Now, some of their constituents are going to continue to vote Democrat anyway. But the point and the fact of the matter is, and the most significant takeaway from what we've seen in the beginning of Operation Big Beautiful Balls, is that Donald Trump has given the formula to the rest of the country, to these Democrat-run cities, these blue cities that are infested with crime. He has given them the formula. And now we're going to watch them choose to either ignore it or do the opposite to spite Trump. Who gets caught in the middle? The residents of those cities, like New York City, like Chicago, like Detroit, like Portland, like Seattle, like Los Angeles, like Atlanta, like Minneapolis, like Boston. The residents of those cities are going to be the ones that pay the biggest price because their leaders are so infected by Trump derangement syndrome that they could not implement the formula that he gave to the rest of the country. This is something that taking this into the midterms will be a major, major winning issue for Republicans because it's not like anything that's happening in DC is oppressive. It's not like anything that's happening in D.C. You know, the Politico tried to run with that moped hoax a couple of days ago, right? Where that was an illegal alien who gave a police officer a concussion. The formula's out there. You can copy and paste it into any of these cities around the country. We are now going to watch those quote-unquote leaders actively, consciously choose not to implement that formula, despite the fact that it would improve everybody's quality of life in their cities. Hell, it would probably even make them more popular, even if they did it for a little short term. Anyway, speaking of crime and what some of these people have to deal with, I want to show you this. I'm an AG. Actually, before I get to I'm an AG, you know how you know DC crime is getting really, you know, the crackdown is for realsies, right? Look who got pulled over in DC yesterday. That is Brett Baer of Fox News. He got pulled over. He's probably going to be, you know. Yeah, why do you think they pulled him over? I think they pulled him over for calling Arizona too early in 2020. That's why they pulled him over. The cop was like, do you know what you did? Brett Baer was like, no, I have no idea what you did. You called Arizona too early. That's why I pulled you over. That's what the cop should have said. That's what I would have said. If I saw Brett Baer in the driver's seat, I would have been like, do you know why I pulled you over? Brett Baer, I have no idea why. Because you called Arizona too early in 2020. You scumbag! Although he's been a little better lately, so I can't hate him too much. And wasn't that him? We saw him, a couple of months ago doing Rapper's Delight on the stage.
Oh,
wasn't
yeah,
that
that's a good one.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. It was pretty good. All right, here is this Rhode Island Attorney General, apparently. I'm an AG. I'm an AG. I'm an AG. I'm an AG. It doesn't matter because the rooster says nobody's above the law. Watch this. This is embarrassing. This is how you know Democrats do believe they're above the law, even when they're drunk and sloppy in public. Look at this.
If I ask you to turn off the body cam, you have to turn it off. And that's your protocol.
She's a fucking lawyer, so she knows.
Well, that's bullshit lawyer stuff, so that's not true. So we gotta go.
No, it is. That's law.
I'm an AG. I'm an AG.
Good for you. I don't give a shit. Let's go. We're going.
Excuse me.
We're leaving.
Please don't put your hands on us.
Can you get your children out of here? Like, I don't know why.
I'm sorry, what?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Come on.
They're two full-grown women and mothers.
All right.
Here come the cops.
I'm an AG.
You can't cuff me. I'm an AG.
What are you probable cause to detain me for?
You're being detained because you're not leaving.
Because I'm what? You have.
Can you relax, sir? She's not doing anything wrong.
AG.
She's not leaving.
I'm an AG.
She's the AG. She's the AG.
She's not being arrested. Let's go.
I'm not being arrested. You're putting me in cuffs.
Do you have any weapons on you?
No. I'm an AG.
Her badge
you're
is in the car. You
want
to go get a badge?
Let me tell you something.
Dude,
buddy,
get the hell out of here. Buddy, just seriously.
You're arresting me, AG. Let me tell you something.
Are you on arrest right now? No.
You're putting me in handcuffs and you're Mirandizing. You're not Mirandizing me.
Relax.
Guys, you know something? She's an AG. Did you know?
Did you think
she said it enough?
Did you see those gang signs she was... I don't know what she was doing with her hand at the beginning.
Yeah, she was like...
That was weird.
I'm an AG. I'm an AG. You can't arrest me. I'm an AG. Nobody's above the law. I thought that was funny.
That was so silly.
She was drunk as a skunk. Obviously, you could tell. You know, and her friend, when they said, can you get the officer, was like, I don't give a, you know, get your children on here. I'm sorry, what? I don't want to live in the HOAs that those ladies live. I don't want to live in there. Rhode Island, come get your girl. She's an AG. AG now stands for arrested girl.
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't think she was actually arrested. I think they moved her away because she wouldn't move.
She should have been. She was being ridiculous.
But they could have nailed her with resisting arrest.
Yeah.
I don't understand what she thought was going to happen. Oh, you're an AG? Oh, okay. You can get in our way. What? Even the guy, I don't know if it's a husband, boyfriend, whatever. She's an AG. I'll go get her badge. The cop does not care if she's an AG or not. Or a DA. Maybe she, because I don't think you can be an A. Like, you're either the AG of Rhode Island or you're an A district attorney. I don't know. Rhode Island may be different. Rhode Island's about the size of my pinky, so who knows. But what do you think when the cop is, you're arresting an AG? It doesn't matter. One more time. Okay? It just blows my. This is how entitled the Democrats are. They do believe they are above the law. But as our good friend the Rooster says, nobody's above the law. Okay, quick break. Then we'll talk about the Texas derelict Democrats that have returned. They have returned. And Jasmine Crockett is not happy about it. But it's okay. She doesn't have to be happy about it. It's all right. Let's talk about our friends over at Silent. Let's face it, guys and gals, your phone, this bad boy right here, love it, does a lot of good things, but also can do a lot of bad things too. Like track you every single place, every single time, every single day. Your phone is a tracking device. Government agencies, big tech, corporate data brokers, cyber criminals, everybody. They're all fighting for a piece of your digital footprint. And they don't ask, they just take it. That's why Silent exists. Silent makes Faraday gear that blocks all wireless signals. Cellular signals, Wi-Fi signals, Bluetooth signals, GPS, RFID, and near-field communication. Now, no signal means what? It means no tracking. No remote access. No breadcrumbs. This is the same technology that is trusted by special operations teams worldwide, used to block signals, avoid surveillance, and secure communications wherever the mission leads. And now it is available to you. Right? You can go to silentslnt.com and pick some of this stuff up. Protect your family, protect your freedom, and protect your digital footprint. Drop your phone in a Silent Faraday sleeve, and it is off the grid, completely silent, invisible to the outside world. From backpacks to sleeves to cross bodies, Silent's patented technology gives you control of your privacy. Visit silent.com, slnt.com/Shawn, S-H-A-W-N, to save 15% off and get free shipping on qualifying orders. That is Silent. SLNT.com/SHAWN Sierra Hotel Alpha Whiskey November. Protect your rights, secure your data, stay one step ahead. Silent.com/Sean for 15% off and free shipping on qualifying orders. Silent.com/SHAWN. Silence the chaos. Get over there and get yourself some of that gear. All right, the Texas derelict Democrats are back. They have caved and they have returned to the Texas House of Representatives. No, there were no handcuffs because there never were going to be handcuffs because these were civil arrest warrants, not criminal arrest warrants. But I don't understand why this keeps happening over on Red State, where every one of their articles appears to be infiltrated by this AT&T reward scam. But that's another thing. It was official on Monday yesterday as the runaway Texas Democrats who fled to break quorum finally caved and returned to the Texas Capitol. They came in yesterday. I believe it was yesterday during the day. They had a quorum, and though there are at least two Democrats who are still not back, one of the Democrats, Chris Turner, claimed they returned victorious because they started a conversation, and now California Democrats might pass maps that would help Democrats. They are not victorious. You're going to lose. And if the California Democrats pass those maps, Abbott has already said the Texas Republicans are going to pass even bigger maps and better maps. Now you have Missouri thinking about getting involved. You have Indiana thinking about getting involved. You've got Florida thinking about getting involved. You want to redistrict? We'll redistrict too. You want to gerrymander and screw over your constituents? Well, we can gerrymander and better represent Republicans in these states as well, whether you like it or not. But here's the worst part about it for them. The maps are going to pass. They threw a tantrum. It just drew attention to how Democrats have been gerrymandering for years and are completely hypocritical. Even people like Chuck Todd and Kristen Welker were talking about it. And if you think California is going to save you, that remains to be seen if the Democrats' effort there is even going to pass. But the Texas Democrats still wouldn't accept that quote-unquote democracy. One of their reps, Turner, is saying that they will try to challenge the Texas maps in court if they do pass. They're not happy with how that's all going. Dustin Burrows is the Republican Speaker of the House. Apparently not a trustworthy guy either. But he said that the Democrats had that the House had some business for the day, but that those who had not been present previously and had arrest warrants issued would only be allowed to leave if they were released into the custody of a Texas Department of Public Safety officer to ensure that they would return on Wednesday. Those who had arrest warrants who had not returned, those arrest warrants would remain in force. So these Democrats are unhappy that, oh my gosh, they're treating us like children. They're babysitting us. Well, because you left. Hold on a second. So you saw something you didn't want to pass. You fled the state. You now come back to the state. And when you adjourn for the evening, what, you think that Republican leadership is just going to trust that you're going to come back? Maybe if you guys weren't fickle little cowards, they wouldn't have to do that. But because of the way you behaved and the pattern of behavior that was on record nationally, everybody saw it. Yes. You are going to be babysat by a Texas Department of Public Safety official. Apparently, they have to get like permission slips signed to like leave the building, and there's got to be eyes on them at all times. Because what if they try and leave again? And what would stop them from leaving again? Well, having a Department of Public Safety officer with them would stop them from leaving again. That would stop them from leaving again. But if that officer is non-existent, they could just go. We hit it?
Mo time.
All right, it's Mo time twice in the episode 700.
Thank you. We would show Clover, but I think she's sleeping.
Yeah, we would show Clover, but she's, yeah, she's
fast. But she's on both of our social medias. Mm-hmm. So there's plenty
you
of
guys
Clover
can see
content going
plenty
on.
Plenty of Clover going on today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching and listening. We have had a huge uptick in activity on the audio side. So I would encourage anybody who's watching and listening right now to go to any of your podcasting platforms, search for Ungoverned, and just hit the subscribe button. That's all you got to do. You don't have to do anything else. Just hit that subscribe button, because we have had a monstrous jump in activity on the audio side. And that really helps us reach some folks who want to hear it on audio. I know I've seen a few questions. Do you have it on audio podcast? Yes. Just search Ungoverned, hit subscribe. We upload it every single day shortly after we're done streaming here. Jeremy Harrell coming up next for the next 3 hours with Live from America here on LFA TV, home base at rumble.com/LFA TV. Before Jeremy comes on, jump over to the LFA TV store, lfatv.us. Click on that visit the store button. You will see the I Don't Really Care Margaret shirt. I Don't Really Care Margaret. Everyone at the ARC loved it. I Don't Really Care Margaret, JD Vance. We love that shirt. There's so much more to offer too at the LFA or on the LFA TV store. The mugs again look to be sold out. Everyone loves those mugs. Got the flannels as well, which I look really, really good in. Check it out at lfatv.us or jeremyharrell.com/store. We'll turn it over to Jeremy Harrell now, coming up next for the next 3 hours. As President Trump says, we will never give up. We will never give in. And we will never, ever surrender. And if all else fails, we'll just become ungovernable. Thank you. God bless you. God bless this one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We got a cool guest joining us later this week. We'll get more on that tomorrow. As John Fetterman would say, good night, everybody, even though it's the morning. Good night, everybody. Bang, gavel. Have a great rest of your day. And thank you for your attention to this matter. Jeremy Harrell up next.